makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, blenders and roasters of fine coffee since 1864, present Edgar Bergen, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, our guest, the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Me and My Gal, Judy Garland, and Charlie McCarthy.
Coffee.
You want a mug?
Say, Charlie, do you know why a moth eats a hole in a rug?
No. Why does a moth eat a hole in a rug?
To see the floor show. Oh!
Say, Judy, how are you doing with this scrap rubber drive? You know, there's a great surplus of that. Rubber shortage.
Yes. I've been turning in lots of it.
Good.
You know the saying, collect the Hoover and beat Chicago Hoover.
Yeah. Anything that snaps means flat for the gas. Say, Mr. Noble, what have you given? Huh?
Well, I'm thinking of contributing a tired masseur down at my circus farm.
Tired masseur at the circus farm.
Yes. Worn out rubber.
Yes, well, I'll tell you what you can do, Mr. Noble. I'll go out and dig up some more of this scrap, and you and have that rubber band of yours play extra snappy while Judy sings. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you.
I never realized I was wise, what love could do. Now I'm facing a future that hasn't got one happy ending. And I'm a fool, I guess, who can say it all to you.
Just a minute, young man.
Hello, Garrison.
You're not taking my family steamer anywhere.
No?
No. I'm going to use it myself tonight.
Well, see you later, Charlie.
Yeah, well, it's nice of you to stick with me. Well, young man, if you're going to use it, Bergen, you better give us time to take out the dishes and the clams first.
Dishes and clams?
Yes, sir.
What are you talking about?
Well, you see, Skinny Gilgan and me had been taking that old car of yours down to the beach at Santa Monica.
I see.
Yes.
Well, what for?
Well, it's very good for... Now, don't get mad.
No, no. But you will. No, what do you
think? Well, I'll tell you.
Yes.
It's very good for steaming clams.
Steaming clams? What do you mean?
Your Sandy steamer is now McCarthy and Dugan's planetaria.
It's what?
It's an auto grotto.
Oh.
We specialize in the clam we're in.
I see.
But where do you get these clams?
We dig them.
You dig them?
Yes.
Dig them?
Yes.
Good, good, dig. Well, all right. Yes.
I see.
Well, that's not very easy work, is it?
No, sir.
They're very sly, those little picky things.
Yes.
Those little clam squatters. Where do you find, how do you find where the berries are? Well, you see, Skinny and me, we sort of sneak up on them.
I see.
And when we see one, we make a noise like a lady clam.
Lady clam?
Yeah. And when the clams come up to see what's cooking, they are.
I see. Well, who does the cooking, you or Skinny?
Pierre.
Oh, Pierre.
Yes, he's a cook. French cook.
I see.
You must taste his barbecue, too, Pierre.
Oh,
and his onions with onions.
Oh,
non-gratis.
Oh, I see.
Oh, nothing.
Yes, well, I'd like to meet him.
He's waiting outside. He's in the cooker now.
I see.
I'll get him. Oh, Pierre. He's very temperamental.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Pierre, the snares.
Mortimer, so you're Pierre Lafleur, are you?
Yep, yep.
A Frenchman. Oh, yes.
Bon door, monsieur. Bon door.
Bon door, yep, bon door, yeah.
I see.
Regular Frenchman.
Yep.
What?
I mean, oui. Yes.
Parlez-vous français?
Oui, monsieur.
I said, parlez-vous français?
Yeah. There you go. You're always clowning, you and your Swedish accent.
No, I say, I understand you're a very good cook.
Yeah, very good, yes, very good. Yeah, I'm quite notorious. Yeah, that's so I guess you've heard of Oscar of the Waldorf.
Yes, I've heard of Oscar of the Waldorf.
Well, I'm Mort of the Fishworth.
Good. Now, tell me, I'm rather interested, Mortimer. Tell me about the very thing down there. How was your cuisine?
There was about five of us there.
I see. Your cuisine.
Oh, well, the only relative I got is Grandpa.
Yes, I know. Well, I was speaking of your food.
Oh, yeah.
What's the nicest dish you served?
Mm?
The nicest dish you served?
Well, the nicest dish, well, there's several, yeah. The other day, a cold blonde in a bathing suit.
No.
She was mighty pretty.
Well, I mean, what's on your menu?
Hmm?
Your menu?
No.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, I mean, you must have a menu.
I must, huh?
Yes, sir. A bill of fare. A bill of fare. What do you have on your bill of fare?
We don't use them, or you don't use them. I just let the customers look at my apron. That tells the story.
We present two pictures, before and after. The first is a home at breakfast time. The person, Mr. and Mrs.
Where's my cat?
I'm going to finish the coffee.
No time. So long. See you tonight.
Well, that isn't very much like the first few months we were married. I wonder what's the matter.
That was before. Now, same scene, same people a few days after.
That coffee smells good.
Can't just wait until you taste it.
Can't wait. Sorry, gonna taste it right now.
Oh, don't spare yourself.
I won't. Boy, that's good. Stuff like downtown.
You like it?
Like it. But there's flavor enough in that cup to make four of the old kind. It must be Chase and Sanborn.
It is. A man's coffee.
Lady, you come here to me.
What? Why? What have I done?
Let's hear you say croon. One thought.
Did you get your Chase and Sanborn kiss this morning? If you didn't, get one tomorrow. Ask your grocer for the Chase and Sanborn coffee he's selling now.
Look, but come here. Costello, what's all this hey-hey stuff?
Well, me and my wife just bought a farm.
Hey-hey!
No, wait, just a minute.
You bought a farm?
Yep.
Who did you buy it from?
Well, I bought it from a real estate man.
Who else?
And he kept friends with my wife.
What do you mean?
He said he'd like to get her alone.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to get my wife alone.
No. He said he wanted to get her alone in the bank.
What do I care? Alone in the bank, alone in the car. What's the difference? She's my wife.
He just wanted your wife to sign a lease.
Sign a lease?
Mm-hmm.
Abbott, what kind of English is that?
Oh, what's wrong with that?
You mean sign a line?
No. A lien is a mortgage. Didn't you have to go through escrow?
I didn't go through escrow, pigeons.
No. Did you go through escrow?
No, I went through Burbank and Gundy.
Nah, you're fine to buy a farm. How much did you pay down?
Well, the guy wanted $50,
yes.
And he came down to $40,
yes.
Agreed to take $30, so I gave him $10.
What?
That's the way I do business. No fiddling.
I don't see why you wanted a farm anyway. You don't like farm life.
Yes, I do have.
No, you don't.
I think it's wonderful to lie under a tree on a hot day and let a cow kiss you to sleep.
A cow kiss you?
Sure.
Is that sanitary?
No. But it's your cool job.
No. What kind of a cow have you? A heifer cow?
I beg your pardon?
I say, what kind of a cow have you? A heifer cow?
A heifer cow?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I got a whole cow. I got a whole flock of cows.
No.
I just got one. I got a flock.
No, you don't understand. Not flock. Herd.
Herd what?
Herd of cows.
Sure, I heard a cow.
No. I mean a cow herd.
What if I care for cow herd? I just came up to be a king
cow.
I'm
not in the mood.
You're not in what mood?
A cow mood.
Who cares if a cow mood? It's smooth for me to come from milk
cows. No, it's all set. You don't know how to milk a cow.
Who don't?
You don't.
One time I milked 1,000 cows with my left hand.
Why did you just milk with your left hand?
That's my old cow hand.
Oh. What else have you got on your farm?
Have you any bees?
Bees?
Mm-hmm. Sure, I've got a whole herd of bees.
Now, there you go again. It isn't a herd of bees. It's swarms.
What?
It's warm.
Why don't you take your shot off?
No, silly answer. How much money does your bees give?
They don't give any, but I'm satisfied.
You're satisfied?
Mm-hmm.
What good are bees if they don't give honey?
They sting my mother-in-law.
Oh. I'd like to see that farm of yours.
All right. I got a picture of the place here.
Let me see.
See those two houses?
Mm-hmm.
One is the barn, and the other one is my house.
Well, which one is the house?
The one with the horse looking out through the window.
The farmhouse can't be such a living with a horse in it.
I have to take good care of that horse.
What do you mean?
He's a racehorse.
What's that got to do with it?
Me and Charlie McCarty's horse. She owns half and I own half.
Which half does Charlie own?
The half that gets the oats.
What do you mean?
I don't want to talk about my half.
Why not?
It's a long tail.
All right, forget it.
He'll
have to buy the horse's fodder.
Why should he buy the horse's fodder? We've got one horse already.
No, you don't understand. Charlie puts the horse's fodder in a bag and hangs it on your horse's nose.
Now, ain't our horse going to look funny with a spotter hanging on the throat?
Your horse eats his spotter.
Well, we got a cannibal.
No, certainly not.
What does the horse's spotter eat?
He eats his spotter.
What do you know?
Yeah.
What does the horse's mother eat?
She eats her spotter.
It's getting worse all the time. He just keeps picking on the old man. I said, this is Father's Day.
Charlie feeds the horse. What do you do?
I keep the horse clean.
Oh, you're the horse's groom.
Now, is that so? Now the guy's suddenly married to the horse.
You curry the horse.
I curry him.
Mm-hmm.
He's big enough to walk himself. He's got to walk. And after all, we're going to run him in a big race of Tallahassee.
telling you. In other words, you're going to run him in the dirt.
No, he don't look good in the dirt. He can't get
over here. No. I'm trying to find out about your horse. Is he a mutter?
How can he be a mutter? And is she always a mutter?
Certainly not. Sometimes he makes a better mutter than she.
Abbott, suppose a mama horse has little horses. Don't that make her a mutter?
Well, now that depends on her feet.
My horse is feeding okay. Outside of, he limps a little with his front leg.
Oh, I see. He's having trouble with the foreleg.
No, I just said he only limps on his two front legs.
Well, Costello, your horse's forelegs are in front.
What if those things in back?
Your wife worked hard to help you buy this little farm. Now that she has her home of her own, you deliberately inconvenience her by letting her sleep in the house with a horse.
Well, the horse is clean.
Never mind that.
Well, I'm starving.
Now, you should be. You got a nice, big stable in the backyard, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
You have a nice, clean stall with plenty of fresh straw on the floor?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Well, take a tumble yourself.
I'm sorry I'm doing all those things.
Oh, what's wrong?
I didn't realize what I was doing.
Certainly.
I just loved the horse, that was all.
Yeah, you shouldn't do it.
After all, it was a nice, clean stall with plenty of fresh straw on the floor.
There's plenty of it out there.
And it's a nice, big, clean stable.
Certainly it is.
I'll fix the whole thing up.
What are you going to do?
I'll let my wife sleep in the stable.
No!
Judy, there's something I want to talk to you about.
What is it, Charlie?
Well, aren't you going to congratulate me?
What? Well, is it your birthday?
No, silly. It's Father's Day.
Well, I know it is, but what's that got to do with you?
Well, ain't I your sweet daddy?
Charlie, you're impossible.
Oh, no.
But say, did you buy Mr. Bergen a Father's Day present?
Well, I was, you see, there was, no.
Oh, Charlie, you're very, very thoughtless.
Dolus is the word. Dolus, yeah.
Listen, Charlie, who was it who always cheered you up when things looked dark?
Well, that was Bergen, did this. He was a dancer.
And who was it who always nursed you when you were sick?
Well, that was Bergen.
And who always loaned you money when you were broke?
Well, I don't know. Never met the man
yet. Don't change the subject. Well, I still think you should have gotten him something.
Oh, so there you are, children. Don't
say anything
about the
gun,
you know.
No,
he doesn't. Oh, climb upon my knees, sonny boy. Oh. Though you're only 12, sonny boy.
You do it right in front of Judy, don't you?
Uh-oh. Hello, son.
I get it. Hello, Bergen.
Wonderful day, isn't it, Judy?
Yes, it certainly is, Mr. Bergen.
It doesn't rain, it is.
Marvelous thing, fatherhood. Nothing like it. There's nothing more tender than the relationship between father and son.
You're right, Mr. Bergen. Why, do you realize that 50% of the parents are fathers?
Mm-hmm. My goodness, that's practically half, isn't it?
Well, son?
Yes?
I don't suppose you have anything special to say to me anything?
Not a thing, no.
I see.
Haven't come, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the day isn't over yet. I guess I'll just trot along and leave you two children alone.
He really expected something, didn't he?
Of course he did, Charlie.
Oh, the way he hinted it was rude, I thought.
If I were you, I'd go right out and buy him something.
Well, don't you think he'd be just as happy if I gave him one of those big Chasing Sanborn kisses?
Listen, if I were you, I'd get him something to show what he's worth to you.
What he's worth to me?
Yes.
The five and ten is closed today. Well, anyway, I don't know what to buy him. I don't.
I think I'd get him something practical.
Yeah?
Something he can use.
Good thing. How about a bowl?
A bowl?
Yes, something to soak his bread in.
How about a billfold?
Oh, he doesn't fold them. He buries them.
You think he'd like, you know,
clothing, huh?
Well, I've never seen him go anywhere without it.
No, that's
not. Maybe he'd like a bean.
A bean? I could give him a combination nutmeg grinder, tank pressure, and lightning rod. Oh, that'd be good.
Or how about a pair of open-toed earmuffs with a belt in the back?
Yeah. I guess it's not so good. Maybe you didn't say it loud enough. You said it so they didn't hear it.
Well, let's go to the department store. Maybe we'll get an idea.
Let's run.
How much money have you got? Well, how much money have you got?
We can trade this egg in for something. Well, I got a cool buck in the quota. And you don't know how I'm stuffing to scrape it together. I just stuff it and scrape and stuff it.
Well, go get your piggy back and we'll bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
Well, here's the store. Let's look around.
Maybe our man over there can help us. Are you the floor walker?
Yes, I'm the aisle pedestrian. 4 hours, 9 to 5, 6 to 1, half a dozen of the other. And what can I do for you?
You got anything in the second?
Yes.
I mean, something for Father's Day for this young man.
Oh, isn't he rather small for a father?
No. Now listen, Paul Fletcher, I mean Paul Rocket. We want you to show us some courtesy.
Righto, what size do you wear?
Something rather, let's see, about a 13 and a half collar with a high instep, huh?
Johnny, do you keep stationary?
Oh, no, I move around.
What would you suggest that would appeal to a man about, about 35?
Yeah. A blonde about 21, but of course.
Snappy and
garnish. Oh, no, but we have something sexy in flypaper.
Listen, we're not getting anywhere here. Where's the gift department?
Oh, gift department. Yeah. Right over here. I'm doing one of our best salesmen. This looks sweet.
You don't say. Is it storming outside? Oh, yes, indeed. I am a salesman, and I'm a first-rate salesman, too.
Yeah.
And, well, no, I'm not exactly a first-rate salesman, either, because I'm more of a cut-rate salesman.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, what I mean is I'm a very hot salesman.
You're a hot salesman. You sell hot dogs.
No, I do not. I do not sell hot dogs.
Oh.
And hot dogs are sold in a pet shop. Yeah. And if you want a hot dog, why on earth did you ever come in here in the first place?
Oh.
Well, I'm beginning to wonder myself. That's a good question, I mean. Now, please don't send it a lingerie.
That's lingerie.
You don't say. That's right. Go ahead and have a good time at my expense.
Oh, yeah.
You're just going to tease me until you get me into a sniff.
Oh, what?
Yes. You're just trying to torment me because I'm a pretty old man.
Oh.
I'm not exactly a pretty old man, though. I'm not what you'd call homeless.
No.
You're not a homely old man. You just have an ugly disposition, that's all.
Charles, let's stop wasting time. Do you have any notions?
Oh, yes, I have oceans of notions. In fact, I have scads. And,
no,
I don't exactly have scads either.
No.
But have you got one notion?
Just one.
Yes, I have one notion. That's not to wait on you, and so I won't. I'd like to say good day, and so I'm going to. Good day. Tough time to
talk that. Well, listen, maybe I'd better buy this present myself, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
You know, shopping is an art. It needs a woman's touch.
How true, Judy. Now, here's my Valerie Cloder. Y'all can take it on from here on. You hear me? Send it y'all. You hear?
Well, now, let's see.
Yes.
What's this over here?
I don't know.
Oh, look, Charlie. Isn't that the darlingest knitted snood?
A snood for Bergen? Are you kidding?
No. Not for Mr. Bergen, for me.
Yeah, but it's Father's.
And look, it's just $1.25.
It's my dose.
I guess I'll take it.
Yeah. Now I know what you mean by a woman's touch.
Mr. Nobel.
Yes, Charles.
Did you get
over straining
my heart? Did you?
Oh, did I get my station Sanborn kiss this morning?
Yes, of course.
Well, of course I did, Charles. Didn't you?
No, I didn't.
But Buddy Twist has some peach and Campbell and all hot and ready to pour. Maybe you could.
Maybe you'd like a cup, Ray, huh?
Why, you bet I would. None of it's been making my mouth water.
Well, here you are. Just taste it.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I don't see why you men should have a monopoly on that flavor.
As a matter of fact, we don't. The ladies are wild about it. So drink up, everybody. It's the finest blend we've ever made. And we think you'll say it's the finest coffee you ever tasted. This week, get Chase and Sanborn coffee. Be with us again next Sunday when Charlie's guests will be Walter Brennan and Jimmy Sims. Charlie and the gang say it stands to reason, and it certainly does. The coffee roasters who supply more hotels, restaurants, and clubs than anybody else in the country know the kind of coffee men like. And ladies, this is it. Today's Chase and Sanborn. Serve it because he likes it and because you prefer it yourself. Get the Chase and Sanborn coffee your grocer is selling now. This is Buddy Twist saying good night from Hollywood, the National Broadcasting Company.